Blog Talk Radio. The Asylum has opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
It's a day early start here. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Christopher Cross, and you are listening to the only podcast that matters. Oh, my goodness gracious. And this one has a personal meaning to me. It touches me in places. It touches me in those special places. Those naughty places that just make me sort of giggle. There are times when I just look at this and I try to keep some of my personal life that personal. But my lady love, the light of my life, Alka, got a little annoyed at a comment I said yesterday on air about not getting it in 2 weeks, so she kind of dared me to do this. And basically, she wanted to go one-on-one with the Great One? Oh, come on. When the Warden is there to go hard and dirty, I will always get down. So details on sex. Our sex life. Where do I start? That Blog Talk Radio won't pull me off the air for fucking shades of gray content. Yeah, but let me tell you about Shades of Gray before I get started. Yeah, the only reason that's a love story is he's rich. If that happened in a trailer park, it'd be a Criminal Minds episode. Fuck. Anyways. Oh, what can we do here today that I haven't done before? Hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't done yet. oh, my goodness. Sharing your sex life is a big thing. But me being the media whore that I am, I have no problem with this. Now, in Alka's defense, she was a good girl when I met her. She was a quiet girl when I met her, and she actually had morals. How long did that last? Oh, let's see. Come on, there are things that I have done. The first thing I found out she was into, and which is kind of a turn-on, sticks and stones may break my bones, but whips and chains excite me. I'm really into leather and chrome. Handcuff me, bitch, and you can do what you like to me. Like, God damn! And the thing is, I have police-issue handcuffs. Because it's just... by chance, like I said, I work security. And I have a nice, firm set of police-issue handcuffs. So, the feel of cold, hard chrome on her back just made her wiggle in ways that I never thought possible! My God! Oh, but she's a keeper. She definitely is. It's like, come on, when you walk into your bedroom, you find your girl naked on all fours looking at you with that come-fuck-me look on her face going, spank me, Big Daddy? You know it's going to be a good night. Yes, yes. She's probably sitting there listening to this right now like, oh my God, what the fuck is he doing? Now, I don't know, man. Maybe it's because maybe it's just I'm such a corrupt fuck. I don't know. But it gets interesting. Like, I don't know. And like I said, maybe I'm a bit dirtier than she is. There's been no public sex yet. But then again, she did offer to throw me down at Walmart on one of like the sales stands and just ravaged me there. And to be honest, I was just thinking about it. But it's my local Walmart, so I do want to go shopping there again. I was perfectly willing at the Tim Hortons. Give a little cream in her coffee. Oh, I wonder if she's listening. So let's take a look, see if I got any texts from her yet. Just sitting there going, oh my God, she's just going like, what is he doing? Anything and everything you like, baby girl, what do you need? Oh. Now, I don't know, maybe the lady can answer this for me, is when you have to shove a pillow in your own mouth and bite the pillow and nearly rip it apart with your teeth, is that a good thing? I don't know, I tend to find that a good thing. When a guy can turn you from a moaner to a screamer, I think that's a good thing, personally. And, oh, she screams. Boy, does she scream. She screamed loud enough, she screamed loud enough, I had the neighbors applaud me when I was walking out the next morning. It's like, thank you, because honestly, this is what it sounded like. Thank you. Oh, no, thank you. Oh, my God, and she's probably sitting there like this, what the fuck? But I don't know, man, and then one time, I have a bit of a thing with feet. I'll freely admit this, and people are sitting there going, ew, you like feet? Oh, my God. How can you like feet? I don't know, just a thing that, like, just gets me going. One time, she's like, and I'm just sitting there going, I just, you know, one thing is leading to another, and I just grab her foot, she goes, what are you doing? Like, I'm just going to kiss your foot. She's like, oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't know, like, oh, that feels so fucking good. And she was putty in my hands. And she's, like, moaning and groaning. I just suck on her big toe, and she's like, yes. Man, she turned into a Pentecostal preacher woman going, just waving at herself and going, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, just help me, help me, help me. And she just started dancing around like she had this spirit in her, and just sitting her eyes rolled back in her head, and all of a sudden, ah! That was just me from sucking her toe. Oh, man. But it gets interesting. And the thing is, I don't hide the fact I'm an asshole. I really don't. I don't hide the fact, for most things I'm open, I like to have some sort of a personal life, but I don't hide the fact I'm very open. I don't hide the fact I'm a media whore. Like, I'll definitely post for the media. I will definitely get down and dirty if needed. But when you dare me to do something, I don't care who it is, anybody, I just have to think about it for a minute. Is it really worth it? And in this case, like, it was literally, I had a devil on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder. And it wasn't that they were fighting to tell me yes or no. They were like, go for it. Yeah, man, you want to do it? Oh, man. I don't know. Like, another time we're just laying in bed. She's just in her birthday suit looking sexy as fuck. And so I just start kissing down her back. And she's like half asleep. And she's like, no, and then realize what I'm doing, and she's like, yes. And it's like that Two Live Crew song, face down, ass up. You know how the rest of it goes. Oh, man, this can get down and dirty if you want it to be. Now, we can talk about a few other things here, but because I'm going to answer a couple of Facebook things here, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put a little Chris Jericho and Fozzy here, enemy, right here on the only podcast that matters, Group Therapy with Christopher Cross. I will be back in my favorite free numbers, 420. God, I'm back! Christopher Cross here with Group Therapy. That was Chris Jericho and Fozzy Enemy. Oh, no. Sharing is caring. And she wanted to go one-on-one with the Great One. Oh! So, what do I do from here? Oh, now, I don't know, ladies. Is cold a thing for you, ladies? like some ladies I know it's a new thing, some ladies I know it's not. So me, I'm a tease. I am totally the biggest fucking tease you'll ever meet. So what I'll do, especially on those cold winter days, man, I'll get my hands nice and icy chilly and just sit there. When she sit there, like, giving her a big leg, oh, hi, baby, make my hands go down to, like, her back, right on the warmest part of her back, in between the shoulders, just put my icy cool hand there. And again, she turns into a Pentecostal preacher. I'm like, yes, I can feel the Lord. Oh, you'll touch me, Big Daddy. I like it when you do it like that. And that's just from my hands on her back. Oh, damn. I'm just thinking I sound like that Transformers theme song. You got, like that song. You've got the magic touch. Oh, goodness gracious. But the thing is, I know is the thing, and this is one of the most awesome ones, is when your men and women, this is more of a compliment thing, and this is like, for me, this is a big thing, is when you're wearing that right, your man's wearing that right type of cologne, and you just give him a hug, and all of a sudden, you just sit there for a minute, and you get that full body quiver. It's like, and you, and for me, when that happens, it's like, yeah. Oh, man. And then again, she's sitting here probably listening to this laughing, like, oh, my God. Oh. Now, I don't know about this one, but, like, she will sit there and tell me to suck her dick. And to this day, I am telling her to whip it out. Because I have had my hands so deep inside her, I've turned her into my fucking Muppet. Like, come on. Like, She's taking it right up to the elbow and then some. And so if she has a dick in there somewhere, at this rate, I'm willing to take one for the team. Like, if she can whip out this, like, she says, suck her big black dick. If she can whip out a big black dick, I'm willing to take one for the team. I really am. Oh, let's see, we've got something on Twitter here. Was I retweeted? Or was I detweeted? Let's see here. Twitter marketing. Fuck you! Fucking spam? That's what I hate. You're trying to have a good show and everyone fucking spams you. Oh. But like I was saying, that's kind of thing with me, but I don't know. It's just, when your girl asks you to share the sex life on the air with complete strangers, is this foreplay? Or does it mean she's just... is she just going to leave work right now, kick down my door, and be turned into the incredible sex monster, like, Alka, fuck, Ross, like, we never talk anymore. And then, like, when she's suck her big black dick, I'm afraid she's going to whip out a strap-on. And you just got to... And I'm just going to sound like this. Oh, fuck. you know, it's a good podcast when I'm making myself giggle. Now, here's another question. Ladies, have you ever went to, like, grab the remote because you were bored? I mean, come on. Like, your X-Man in this case, is sitting there going to town. He's thinking he's fucking Hercules on Viagra, man. And you're just sitting there. You're looking up. You're watching fucking, like, Cutthroat Kitchen. Fuck your watch. Or you're watching The Walking Dead. All of a sudden, you realize you're still naked. And you look. Oh, you're still here? Has that ever happened? Or you get bored and you reach for the remote and just let him do his thing? I don't know. But at least with Aqua, one thing I know, she always needs at least a week and a half recovery time. Now, does that mean I'm good, or does that mean that I'm that awful? I don't know. I could go both ways with that one. 10 minutes left in the podcast. I've been a dirty boy this week. God damn. And there's been no Samuel L. Jackson references this week from me. I'm. I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a few things. But you know what? This is all really, realistically, in good fun. And people need to see it as such. Because one thing, though, the people do got to realize is when the mic goes off, the social media gets clicked off. I'm like every other guy out there. I put my girlfriend's underwear on one leg at a time. Anyways. And again, I'm going to play something I got sent to me, and I still think this is just incredible. This is funny as fuck. It's Hotline Bling, done by Herbert the Pervert. Minute 20, people. Enjoy.
You should call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling crash, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling crash, that can only mean one thing. Cause ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Chris, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you, Chris, started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Popsicles hanging with some boys I never seen before. In the cellar. You should call me on my cell phone. Mostly on paperboy. Get your fat ass back here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, it's me. It's me. It's the big old double C. So I've been averaging about 25-minute podcasts here without someone to keep me motivated. But I figure I've embarrassed my sweet girl yet enough for today. So I'm going to cut this again short, people. But you know what? My name is Christopher Cross. You are listening to the only podcast that matters. And I want to thank everybody, and I mean everybody, for their support. So once again, thank you so much. And I will see you on the next episode of Group Therapy. Thank you so much, everybody.